David Nunez is a spokesperson for the Canada Revenue Agency based in Calgary. He joins us on the line today. David, thank you very much for joining us. Tax season is right around the corner. Just as a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact that, tax season needs to be prepared.
You're right, Keith. It's just about to be done here. On April 30th, the tax season is over and everyone has to get their tax return sent in. And I know that doesn't seem like too much time from now, but it goes by fast. So I know I haven't finished my taxes quite yet, and I'm kind of scrambling to get it done. So I recommend people avoid that and just try to get it done before that April 30th deadline to avoid any confusions or penalties or anything like that.
One thing that I guess everybody needs to be aware of, not necessarily when they do their taxes themselves or when they have an accountant to prepare their taxes, is how aware we need to be of possible scams that surface, especially around tax season. How aware do we need to be of them?
Well, we need to be aware of them all year round. We need to be aware of the scams from January to December for the whole year. It's not just a tax season that the scams come about. They do come seasonally, and sometimes at tax season, a few more of them pop out. But throughout the year, you're always going to be trying to be vigilant and always trying to be aware of your tax situation and know what's happening with your own taxes, so that the education behind what you know behind your own stuff will prevent you from ever falling into some of these scams.
Good point you bring up here, David, because if I'm not mistaken, one of the common scams that happens all year round is somebody phoning up somebody else and posing as somebody of the Canada Revenue Agency. How frustrating is that?
When you get these calls from supposed CRA employees pretending to be somebody from the agency, trying to scam you of sometimes your hard-earned dollars or your own personal information, it is extremely frustrating. And it doesn't seem like there's going to be an end to it anytime soon, because not only now are they not just doing the scams through telephones, but they're also doing it through emails, through text messages, through anything digitally based nowadays. So the frustration is only going to grow. And the hardest part is that trying to track these scammers down, it's kind of like playing a game of whack-a-mole. When you take one down, another one might pop up somewhere else. So it's kind of a matter of keeping yourself in control and making sure that you don't allow these people to take your information or money from you, and that's just through prevention.
How much more aware do we need to be, especially with the state of economy the way it is right now?
Definitely. In just the year before, Canadians were scammed of just over $500,000. So I would say that right now the situation is dire. I think Canadians need to really focus up on these situations and really put attention to it, because with the way technology and the digital world is increasing, it doesn't seem like this is going to get much better, but only much worse. So really, we have to focus on what we can do for ourselves and what we can do for our community and people who might be more susceptible to getting scammed, such as newcomers or our senior citizens, our grandparents, all the rest.
Yeah, one of the biggest scams these days is the grandparent scam. I'm not necessarily thinking that it's part of the CRA, but, it's still a scam nonetheless, and we need to be aware, right?
Yes, the grandparent scam, as you said, it's kind of just using, they're trying to invoke a certain emotion from you, right? They're trying to leverage your feelings to try to get you and to to rush you to do something that you wouldn't otherwise do, such as maybe using a family member or a grandparent to, pretend that it might be them. And the scams are endless nowadays. They're getting very creative with how they're doing things. And so it's always good to really make sure you keep these conversations open with your families and people that are in your circle, so that, everybody's kind of on the same page as you progress throughout the year.
What are some of the other pieces of advice that need to be taken into consideration from a Canada Revenue Agency perspective on both prepping your taxes and avoiding the scams that could potentially be with them?
To avoid scams, a great practice that you should work on is cyber hygiene, we call it. And what it is that when you have so many different accounts for so many different things, you really want to try to not use the same passwords, for example, or the same security questions for all your accounts. Because what happens is that if there's a security leak on, you know, one of your accounts for something, and you use the same password for all your other accounts, well, that one password just opened the door for these scammers to get into those accounts. So it's not just about what you can do for yourself on the CRA side, but just, you know, your digital hygiene overall online all the time.
Take care of your finances as well as yourself. Is that a good line to use?
Absolutely. You want to take care of your finances as much as possible by doing things like filing your taxes, being on top of your money, but you also want to make sure that you're taking care of your personal information, because besides your money, your identity, your information is just as valuable, and the scammers and the fraudsters can actually use that information as well to leverage things with your social insurance number or with other personal information that shouldn't be shared with other people. So you got to safeguard information, and you got to take care of your money as well.
David Nunez is a spokesperson for the Canada Revenue Agency based in Calgary. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. Pleasure to be here.